From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here again is your host at the Chase Bank Theater in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Before we go on, I just want to remind people that if you really want to see us live, the best way to do it is to attend our Cinecast event on May 2nd. See us live on the screen at a theater near you. Information at waitwaittickets.org. Well, we're taking a little spring break this week, and in a kind of radio dream sequence, we're going back in time to see some people from our past.
In February of this year, we took panelists Tom Baudet, Kerry O'Connor, and Paula Poundstone down to Dallas, where we met singer Erykah Badu.
I was curious how she took that as her stage name.
I used to sing jazz, cabaret, and my scat would be Badu, 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 and it stuck.
Wow. And that isn't the only name that you've performed under, though,
no.
Right? What are the other names you performed under?
Erykah Badu, Fat Belly Bella, She Eel, Manuela Maria Mexico, sometimes.
Are you on the lam?
Yeah.
and what's your favorite?
She Eel.
She Eel?
She Eel.
But she'll get better?
Yeah.
She Eel, it's like she's dope.
Right.
She's fresh.
Okay.
She's cool.
I haven't understood a word you've said. Yeah. So your music is not what I would think of, being an ignorant person not from here, as Texas music. I hear some soul, I hear some blues, I hear some hip hop.
Yeah.
But you have done a lot of other things as well as sing. You, like, for example, we know that you like dabbled in comedy, or you still do, right?
I do. I'm doing it now.
You're doing comedy?
right now.
I'm dabbling.
You're dabbling. Did you used to work for the comedian Steve Harvey, right?
I did. I was his. I started out as a waitress at his club. He had a club here some years ago called Steve Harvey's Comedy House. Then I kind of snuck my way backstage and I made up a role so I could keep going on stage doing stuff.
Yeah.
And he just kind of gave in at one point, and he allowed me to write and share ideas with him.
Right.
And,
so you were writing jokes for Steve Harvey?
Well, it's really one joke that he used. You know, all the other stuff, I don't know what happened to it. I think that stuff went to Chris Rock.
I understand.
But there's one joke that we wrote where we had these cue cards, and we would write this really long word and put it up on a easel and have the audience try to pronounce the word.
Okay.
And what we explained is that this word is actually a phrase that black people use that you wouldn't understand. And if you understand it, you win a prize.
Okay.
Yeah. One of them was Al from way from.
I wouldn't win that prize. Al from way from.
And if they didn't get it right, then I would get a chance to put it in a sentence.
That's okay. Can you put that in a sentence?
Get Al from way from round them cars.
That's pretty good. So you've made some great videos in your time, and there's one video for your song Window Seat, kind of controversial. Can you describe it for those who have not seen it?
Window Seat.
Yeah.
Well, I pull up to Dealey Plaza at a parking meter. And I get out, and I have some clothes on, and I put some money in a meter. And as I get closer and closer to the spot where JF Kennedy was assassinated, got arrested, so I was nude by that time.
You just take, yeah, I've watched it a couple times.
Well, did anybody say get out from way from that grassy knoll?
Yeah, they said a lot of stuff.
Yeah. You got in trouble as much for, I guess, being naked in public or for some sort of perceived disrespect, but also because you didn't ask anybody if you could do this, right? You just showed up and did it.
It was a guerrilla-style video. It was shot guerrilla-style. You know, that means there's one camera, there's, you know, one direction. We walk, and after I'm totally nude, we run. I would have gotten away quicker, but the minivan pulled up on the wrong side of the street, so I had to actually run around.
So you're running. So you actually had to do a lap? You had to do a lap around Dealey Plaza naked? I love this. I love this. You have children, and you told the story about how you wanted to let your kids know what you were going to do before you did it.
I did. And I just wanted their, you know, support and love because, you know, their mom's a celebrity and there could be a chance that they could be asked questions or teased or anything. And my son, who's the oldest, told me, if people ask me anything, I'll just say my mother was having fun.
That's great.
A good guy. She's a good guy.
Yeah.
My youngest daughter said, I want a cookie.
There you go.
Well, Erica Badu, it is a pleasure to talk to you. And we have asked you here to play a game that this time we're calling...
Tall, courtly newscaster with deep, resonant voice and comforting manner seeks same.
It is Valentine's Day next week, and if you don't have a date, don't worry. There's help for everybody out there, and I mean everybody. BuzzFeed just posted a list of 50 dating sites for very specific types of people. We're going to ask you three questions about the wide world of specialized dating.
Okay.
Get two out of three right, you'll win a prize for one of our listeners. Carl, who is Erica Badu playing for?
Erica is playing for Ginger Lehrfeld of Dallas, Texas.
There you go, a local. Which of these, first, you ready to do this?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Which of these is a real dating site for someone who wants to make sure their partner shares their favorite enthusiasm? Okay. Is it A, MorrisDanceLoverLovers.org, B, FarmersOnly.com, or C, BeMyLittlePony.com?
I think Farmers Only.
Farmers Only?
Yeah.
You're right, FarmersOnly.com. Now, you might think to yourself, Farmers Only, that sounds dry, but no, FarmersOnly.com has its own jingle. Listen to this.
You don't have to be lonely at FarmersOnly.com.
There you go. Farmers, you know what to do. All right, that was very good. Next question. There was one site that struck us as admirable for its honesty in its presentation. What is it?
Okay.
Was it A, Someone to Listen, which hooks up the self-involved with the shy? B, The Ugly Bug Ball for ugly people? Or C, the dating site for really, really, really old people called CarbonDating.com?
I like that.
You do? I do too, I have to tell you.
What's the second one?
Second one was The Ugly Bug Ball for ugly people.
Oh. I'd go there.
All right, you're going with The Ugly Bug Ball. You're right, of course, The Ugly Bug Ball.
Yeah.
Whoa! Is the site. It's slogan, real dating for real people.
Yeah.
So don't you laugh. Here we go. Well, you're doing really well here, Erica.
I am.
There's a website, of course, for cat fanciers who want to date other cat fanciers.
Okay.
You know there'd be one.
Right.
But what is it called? Is it called A, Personals, B, Fur Always, or C, The Cat House?
Cat lover site.
Cat lover site.
Personal.
Of course it was. Personal.
Wow.
Name of the site? Carl, how did Erica Badu do in our quiz?
Well, she was perfect.
Oh, I bet she was.
She had three correct answers, so she wins for Ginger Lehrfeld. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Ginger.
You are. Erica Badu's latest album is New America, Part 2, Return of the Ankh. Erica Badu, what a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us. Erica Badu, ladies and gentlemen.